edition of What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hinnom, along with Steve Bakken. Welcome your phone calls at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We have a debate over water today on the program. Water debates are nothing new to the great state of North Dakota, but...
Too much, too little, a little bit of everything.
Exactly, but... Steve and I kind of go back and forth on this diversion debate, and obviously the state of North Dakota is contributing mightily to the flood protection in the valley, and there is a debate over permanent flood protection for the Southern Valley, specifically the Fargo-Moorhead region, and there's a lawsuit now over this. Most of the elected leaders have and the different task force members have all rallied around a plan for a diversion, but obviously some folks outside the immediate Fargo-Moorhead area and landowners that would be impacted are not all happy with it. And name me a time when a flood protection project ever gets unanimous support. I mean, it never does. They're always controversial. And, you know, that's why I say water's just one of those issues that's constantly in the in the fray when it comes to, especially when it comes to flood protection. So anyway, we'll have a debate on that today on the program, both sides of the issue, and welcome your calls, questions, and comments. And interestingly, Steve and I are on two sides of this issue, so we'll let the listeners sort this one out, right?
Who not us?
Joining us the program will be Fargo Division Authority Chairman Daryl Vanio and then Nate Burseth, the spokesman for a group of upstream residents who filed a lawsuit against the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers over the diversion. So we look forward to that today and welcome your input on that as well. And we'll give Western North Dakota a chance to weigh in on Eastern North Dakota solution, right?
Well, and that's just it. It does have bearing, not necessarily immediately, but it does have bearing down the road. And it sort of has bearing when you start looking at downstream issues and you start looking at water, because there's two issues at stake here, not just mitigating the flood. The flooding in the Red River Valley, which everybody wants to see that get mitigated and get that remedied. Not a good situation for the Fargo area. But it also has ramifications when Cass County, from all the numbers I've seen, are out of water in 2017. So how do you continue to have water for growth? Well, that's when it has more bearing on Western North Dakota, the region, and you know, places as far away as Denver, Colorado has the Missouri River in their sights as far as their long-term water usage.
I don't know why we just learned about this, but another topic. Back in early October, a meeting of the Mandan Hidatsa Arikara Nation Tribal Business Council, a resolution was passed titled Rename the Washington Redskins, passed unanimously. And Tex Hall, who is the chairman of the MHA Nation, is now calling on Senators Heitkamp and Hoven, who are on the Senate Committee on Indian Affairs, to take initiative to begin hearings on these subjects. So a North Dakota tribe weighing in on the Washington Redskins name, and obviously seeing it as quite offensive. Tex Hall was really outspoken on this, suggesting that it's time this happens. The NFL should follow what the NCAA has done. The Fighting Sioux and Grand Forks had to change, so why not the Washington Redskins franchise? They've made enough money off that name. If you polled Americans, I think they'd feel the same way. Well, interestingly, the polling on this, especially among Native Americans, supports it. But, you know, sometimes you find these tribal government entities out of step necessarily where the enrolled members of the tribe are at, and it looks to be the case here as well, although I don't know if there's been a particular poll of just the Mandan Hidatsa Arikara tribe. But what do you make of this, Steve?
You know, I look at situations like the Central Redskins that had to go away in Grand Forks, the high school name, and of all the names that are out there, the Redskins are the one that is, to me, offensive. I do find fault in that. I don't with the Fighting Sioux. I don't with a lot of the other tribal names or some of the other names. I just don't. But the Redskins, I don't know how you defend that one. That is one that is just a derogatory term.
You know, I think at first blush I would agree with you when you just think, boom, Redskins. And then you dig into the history a little bit. I've heard Dan Snyder passionately talk about this. What I find most interesting is that these surveys again. I mean, again, you and I as two white guys are sort of thinking, ooh, you know, gosh, we don't want to offend anybody here. We wouldn't want, and Native Americans are saying it doesn't offend me in pretty significant numbers. And by the way, there's Native American schools that use the same name. So, you know, I'm not sure that, you know, I think what's going on here is, you know, this is a pretty small community, and of the many of these resolutions as they can get as possible to try and turn up the heat and turn it into an issue of all the issues. Here's what I will say. I said this about the Fighting Sioux name. I'll say it about the Washington Redskin name. Of all the issues on the plate, if you will, of the Native American community, really this one is not one that is going to change or improve anybody's life. I think we ought to worry about what matters myself. But curious if this changes anybody's opinion. We've talked about this from time to time on the program, but obviously now a North Dakota, you know, angle to this particular story. So if you have a comment on that, we'd welcome your opinion on that today, too, at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. The oil spill continues to, and when I say the oil spill, obviously we're talking about the 20,000 barrels north of Tioga to Sorrel line that has been in the news of late, continues to dominate not only news here in the state, but also nationwide. And James McPherson, the Associated Press, wrote a story over the weekend in which he had found that nearly 300 oil spills in 2 years had occurred in North Dakota, and some small enough that they were not reported to the public. This became a national story, and that doesn't necessarily have the perspective that I think it needs, but obviously when you have a spill of 20,000 barrels, you're going to have some attention on, hey, how often does this happen, in what quantity, but you and I were trying to do a little math, which we're not real good at before the
trying, program, because radio people do not do math.
North Dakota has now hit the 900,000 barrels a day threshold, right? So if we round up and say, okay, let's call it 1 million barrels a day times 365 days, obviously you've got a lot of oil that's pumped out of North Dakota. And this story is talking about, for instance, so far this year, about 139 pipeline leaks that spilled a total of 735 barrels of oil. Okay. In 2012, there were 153 pipeline leaks that spilled 495 barrels of oil. And again, we're talking about, well, if you round up to 100,000 barrels, about 0.03%. You know, it's a very small amount. In fact, they tell us even that the, a little more than half of the spills companies reported to North Dakota occurred on site where a well is connected to the pipeline, and most were fewer than 10 barrels. So, you know, they're small, and that, I think, puts it in perspective.
Well, and call it my math skills or whatever you want to call it, but what put it into perspective to me is I started penciling it, the numbers out, and I equated it to this. When you start looking at the percentages involved, I've driven trucks that leak more oil than what we've spilled out of pipelines. Percentage-wise, you take 6 quarts of oil and a small, slight oil leak, it's way larger. Raise your hand. We've all driven those vehicles.
That's a great analogy because that's, I mean, to put your, you know, in other words, your average truck driving down the road, you know, leaks about as much oil as we're talking about compared to the oil production in North Dakota, what leaks. Now, that having been said, look, if I live next door to a place where a spill occurs, I'd want to know about it, right? And I guess the question is, you know, how do you tell people, you know, do you put it on a website? You know, what threshold constitutes something you ought to know about? For one, what I think is lost in all this, you know, the companies don't like this, right? I mean, this is value to them. They don't want to spill anything. You don't want to, you know, be like, you know, if it was money they're pulling out of the ground. But, I mean, you don't want to spill any of the money, right, let it go anywhere. And obviously, you care about the environment, you care about your reputation. So in general, what bugs me, Steve, is a lot of folks in the media like to hyperventilate about this stuff as to suggest somehow oil is bad and bad for the state, and all these spills are all happening, we don't know about it, and, you know, really, when you put it into perspective, it's not that much. Now, how it's reported to the public, I think, is a worthy discussion, and I'm kind of curious for folks that live, especially in oil country, you know, what's the amount that you think you ought to know about? Is it over a certain level? If it's just any amount I want to know about, I mean, should there be a website you can go look? Probably, you know, because I think that's worthy. But have we got some huge, gigantic problem, falling here? No.
I think it comes down to clarity. You know, the public just wants to know, because there's always that perception. If you're not telling us, what are you hiding? Are you hiding something bigger? Are you hiding something worse? And I think perception is reality in those cases, where if you're forthright with, okay, we had a leak, there's a little problem, this is what's going on, the people just want to know. And I think that's their right.
Yeah, and I think that's, I completely agree, and I think how you do it, you know, in other words, I wouldn't want some big expense to this, but basically, you know, report it, have a website, and that way if I, you know, I could just scan that, sort of like, you know, then the information is there, and if I want to find it, I can find it. Anyway, we're talking about that more when we continue on What's on Your Mind today. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
A word about agriculture from your friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Agriculture is an important industry in North Dakota, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. See, Farm Bureau is dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for their members. They're not just about farming and ranching. Farm Bureau has more than 27,000 members across the state. Folks just like you that are concerned about issues that matter, like our schools, our roads, our safety, and, of course, economic progress. At the North Dakota Farm Bureau, they provide a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. Farm Bureau also provides their members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. We're all in this together, and North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Find out more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer you by going online to ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Hey, Scott Hennem with a word about longevity and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link is the place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with longevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. Extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
What's in your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can also get to our Facebook or our Twitter account by going to our website, whatsonyourmindradio.com. I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hannon. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Fargo Diversion Authority Chairman Daryl Vanio and Nate Burseth. We're going to be discussing a little debate on the diversion in North Dakota for Cass County, for Fargo. And we're also going to talk, coming up next hour, continuing that discussion a little bit, if that warrants, because I think that's important for North Dakota. Also, you can weigh in. Is it a good idea that the Washington Redskins change their name? Native Americans have weighed in. Here in North Dakota, the tribes are speaking out and saying, yeah, it's a good idea that the Washington Redskins change their name. Also, you know, the other side of that is, have we gone down too far down the road of political correctness? And that's something I need to think we need to guard against. Also, oil spills. Would you like to see it reported when oil spills are even minor out there? I would like to see the transparency, but we'd like to know what you'd think. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
And what's on your mind today, brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. The oil industry is creating thousands of good jobs and careers in North Dakota, helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth. To find out more, go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Telephone numbers 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Here is some answers on the oil spill question. And we just asked, do you want to know about every oil spill in the state, even if it's 5 to 10 barrels of oil? What is the threshold when the public should know? Here's some responses on Facebook, all in pretty much one camp. Dan says, why is it an issue worthy of discussion? Oil production in itself causes crude to taken from the earth to spill on top of the earth in small quantities and sometimes in large quantities. It's a non-issue. Moving on to more important topics like this dang hangnail pestering me. How about that? I think taking us to task that this isn't an issue worthy of discussion. Again, it's been a big national story, and it was a big story over the weekend and in some of the states' reporting. And I tend to agree that it gets more coverage than is warranted to the news value, but that's part of the agenda.
You know, you and I got in this debate on whether or not this was even a story at all. And I think that whenever North Dakota's put in the limelight on a national stage, I think it is a story. And I think it is a valuable story to discuss on the program.
I think you're right. I mean, it's being discussed. It's in the news. So obviously we want to give our listeners a chance to weigh in on it. I just sometimes, I don't know. It's sort of like taking the bait, right? I mean, there's an agenda by many in the media that would be anti-fossil fuel to join the sort of extreme environmentalist crowd, and I don't like playing their game. Now, I guess one way to do it is to push back against it, and we've done that. We're talking about, again, putting this in perspective, which is missing from the vast majority of the reporting on this. So I guess we're serving a role. But
everything we've got going on in North Dakota, Scott, we're in the crosshairs. You know, when you start looking at the environmental groups, whether they're attacking coal, whether they're attacking the oil industry, or gas ancillary with the fracking, at a certain point, I seem to recall environmentalists attacking wind in North Dakota because, oh my gosh, you're going to kill a bird.
Speaking of which,
somebody's got us under the crosshairs at all times.
Right. Speaking of which, Robert says, I'm all for this as long as every green energy incident is reported too, but it won't be, such as wind turbines killing 50 eagles a month. Every time an incident in oil country gets reported, gives the tree huggers reason to try and shut down the industry. Darren says it sure doesn't need to be front page news, but public record of it should be easily available and reported on. If it becomes a trend, if it's never reported on, then what's to hold them accountable and make them better? 300 spills could be 300 gallons or a half million gallons. I don't want spills. I want it refined and in my tank. All right, some calls. Tom, Bismarck, tell us what's on your mind. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Well, gentlemen, what's on my mind is, just like most people, does it matter what spill it is or how big it is? Just like Obamacare, if it's good enough for us, why isn't it good enough for our politicians? And why don't the people stand up and make their mind spoken, voice their opinion, not only on radio, but to your politicians, because we're the ones who elect them.
Well, I tell you.
I'll listen to the answers offline.
My answer would be good for you. I think anytime anybody lets their voice be heard, whether it be here on the air or directly with their elected leaders, that's called democracy. It's a good thing.
Yeah, it's balance. And either all in or all out, I don't care what you're talking about. But if you're going to talk the oil side of that and start reporting those, then, you know, the green side, like the emailer said, you know, report those. Oh, there's a bird that's dead. Maybe we should take down the wind power. You know what? Let's go back to living in caves. I like that idea better. Paul and Medora, what's on your mind today?
There. Keep the Redskins' name the same. And last week you were also talking about what we should go dressed as Halloween as. I think I will wear Obama's mask and the Grim Reaper's outfit. Thank you.
I want to see that costume.
Yeah. Now he's just suggested the President of the United States is the Grim Reaper. See? And speaking of last week, remember that debate we had about somebody calling and saying Barack Obama was the enemy? So, you know, can we keep it civil?
Yeah, I'm better with a little creativity in there, though.
Yeah. What we were talking about last week, too, was the fact that some colleges are suggesting that if you wear a cowboy Halloween costume, that that's somehow offensive. Remember that one? Let's go to Wade in the Bakken. You're next on What's on Your Mind. I wanted to weigh in on the oil spills. Go ahead, Wade.
Yeah, I'm not calling about, actually, like, the oil spill, but I'm calling about, like, the PR about the oil out here. I guess my job is I get to travel around a lot out here in the Bakken, and I guess what I'm concerned about is all the traffic and people are being killed and they're not actually even reporting it in a lot of cases. And you had all these people up here from down south, whatever, and here last week the roads were slick with ice or whatever, and there was all kinds of semis and cars up and down Highway 2 just flipped over. Me and a coworker actually seen a guy get killed right in front of us on Highway 8 coming out of Stanley one morning, and a semi driver or something must have fell asleep or whatever, but he swerved over in the left lane there and he hit a Ford truck head on, and obviously the guy was killed. The truck was just demolished, and watched news for the next few nights. That never made the news. So it's just stuff like that, I guess. I don't know why they don't want, is it bad PR or what is it, but I don't know.
I don't know about that particular incident you're talking about. What was the date on that? Do you remember how long ago that was, Wade?
Oh, that was probably has been four months, 5 months ago.
Okay. I would imagine there obviously was a report. What stations choose to report it and where is, you know, doesn't mean it's being covered up.
There's a lot of stuff that you don't. People, I hear about, you see it, and the news doesn't cover it, so I don't know. So I guess I don't know if it's why it's
I guess what I was getting at is I don't think there's any shortage of the impacts from the immense amount of traffic that's happening out there, or the accidents, because they're actually reported quite. Can't answer that question on that particular case, but a lot of my reports. Thanks, Wade. Appreciate it.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Are you up for some paranormal investigation? Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota, is hosting their fourth annual paranormal investigation with the famous author and investigator Adrian Lee. It's the weekend of November 8th and 9th. And they put together a great deal for you to take advantage of it. $299 per room, two nights lodging in a classic room for two people. That's right. So $299 gets you two nights. You can meet and greet the author, Adrian Lee. They have an EVP recorder for every room, information on how to use the equipment and conduct your own investigation, and two evenings of active investigating of the Chase Hotel. They also have a courtesy late checkout for those of you on the package as well, so you can take advantage of a late night and a late checkout. The Paranormal Investigation Weekend is November 8th and 9th. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code GHOST, or call them at 888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06. The Paranormal Investigation Weekend, November 8th and 9th, Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest. Micro Plant Powder. And it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
In your mind, I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hennon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, or you can go to our Facebook or our Twitter. Scooby weighs in on our Twitter account. Think of all the gushers and spills since oil has been discovered, and those are now uninhabitable? No, those areas are not uninhabitable. Yeah, if you think back of oil production back in this country, think of movies like Giant with the gushers coming up. I guess that's just a huge toxic spill in those areas. What was the detriment to society? I remember back way back in the day, my grandfather used to change oil by going out on our dirt road and draining the oil pan onto the road. Ancillary. Yeah, he kept the dust down. That was his answer for that as well. So times have changed. A couple quick calls before we get to our debate. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. John in Fargo, what's on your mind today?
Hey, guys. Just a quick comment on the city commission meeting happening tonight. I cut out an article when they first took this up because there was an interesting quote from Commissioner Sobolik in there. And I'll read it. It's short. I do hear from citizens that this is a problem when they get thrown out on the street because they have a partner, or they ask about partner benefits at work and they find themselves with a job. That's a problem for the city. Now, obviously this is happening. If she says it's happening, where are the names of the landlord? Where are the names of the employers? Where are the names of the people that are literally throwing people out in the street because they're homosexual or whatever they designate themselves?
And that's in reference to the debate in Fargo today, John. That's right. For our other listeners that don't know, there's a city council meeting today, and they're looking at if it's considered a problem, eliminating discrimination for same-sex partners in housing.
Right. I'm just curious, why aren't they naming names? Are they trying to protect these discriminators by not naming names, or are there no names? That's the question I'd like to ask of the
committee. Hey, do us a favor, John. Are you going to go tonight?
I'm going to try to get done with my work in time to head out, and I'm going to bring this article with me.
Yeah, I've thought the same thing. I've said all along that this, by the way, is already passed and is an ordinance in Grand Forks, so Fargo's sort of doing a Me Too here on this. And my question is this a solution in search of a problem? I think it is, but your question and the answer to it will probably best tell us that. So let us know. By the way, 5 o'clock tonight, Fargo City Hall, that meeting is happening tonight, and I know a lot of folks are planning on attending that. North Dakota Family Alliance, Tom Fryer, has put out an alert to his members as well through the North Dakota Family Alliance Action to attend. So let us know what happens. Appreciate the call. One other quick call before our debate. John Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Yep, we can hear you.
Want to make a comment on something I'd seen in the paper, and it was about the Lincoln police chief. And I don't understand how government officials, bureaucracy officials, they all have a different standard, evidently. And it was about he got a restraining order on him, domestic restraining order, and it falls in the same line with this judge that sexually harassed, and he did. It was proven he did, this gal. In the real world where I work, if I did that, no questions asked. I wouldn't be put on administrative leave and getting paid the whole time. I would be fired. It's as simple as that. And how can this police chief have any credibility? If I had a daughter that was being domestically abused and she calls me and I call the police, how am I supposed to trust that he's going to go there and not be maybe more for the guy that's beating her up because he thinks he got screwed or whatever in his deal? I mean, there's no credibility there, and that's why he should be fired.
And I certainly agree these public officials need to be held to a higher standard. We talked about that last week with the judge on the eastern end of the state, certainly the case with the police chief there. We'll continue to follow the story. Appreciate the call and the opinion, John. Thank you. All right, a diversion debate. Steve and I have bounced this back and forth. We've taken a fair amount of calls on it, so we decided to have both sides of this debate join us today on the program and welcome your calls as well at 800-228-0550. Joining us in studio is the Fargo Division Authority Chairman, Daryl Vanier. Daryl, nice to have you.
Good morning, Scott.
And Nate Burseth is here, and Nate is a spokesman for a group of upstream residents that have filed a lawsuit against the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and obviously a diversion opponent. Nate, welcome.
Good morning, and good morning to Steve as well.
Quick overview, Daryl, on how long a process. Obviously, the 2009 flood sort of put this at a whole new level as far as protection, but just a quick background on how diversion was the ultimate choice.
Well, you're right, Scott. It goes back to 2009. That was immediately after that flood was the formation of a Metro Flood Work Study Group that ultimately became the Diversion Authority Board. And since that time, we've studied alternatives for flood protection. We've studied retention. We've studied the Minnesota side was the NAD project. Ultimately, became the North Dakota side when it was felt that the protection afforded Fargo and Moorhead was better placed when 90% of it was benefiting North Dakota, that it was better placed in North Dakota. And ultimately, it started out as a 35,000 CFS diversion, but channeling that much water downstream created problems all the way to the Canadian border. And it was late 2010 that the decision was made that it's better to mitigate something in 10 to 12 miles than it is all the way to Canada. So that's when it turned upstream and the diversion became a 20,000 CFS diversion with staging.
And as far as support for this alternative for flood protection in the valley, this is something that all the task force and the authorities and the governing bodies of both sides of the river have been in support.
Right. Clay County has been involved and Moorhead's been involved as well as Cass and Fargo. And the members of the board have voted unanimously through all of this process in terms of the location and what flood protection there should be.
And, Nate, talk about your opposition and when that started, and just give us a kind of a similar overview from the opposite perspective.
Sure. As Daryl mentioned, you know, in 2009 it was going to be a, you know, in 2010 it was going to be a Minnesota diversion. We had no problem with that. Keep in mind that was the Corps' plan, the original plan. And they said, you know, put on the Minnesota side, there would be no downstream impacts, no upstream impacts. And then later on, you know, they decided to put this diversion on the North Dakota side. And the Corps insisted there was no downstream impacts. And this is where it comes into Fargo's folly. They said there was no downstream impacts, and the downstream folks insisted there would have to be impacts if you're going to run 35 CFS, as Mr. Vanier said, around Fargo. And in fact, once they did the study, there was. So here's where the folly comes in. They said, well, okay, let's just put a dam on the south side of this diversion and back up water in 50,000 acres. And so that's when we got involved and said, wait a second. You know, this is going to devastate our communities. And then we organized. And then after that, soon after that, the Richland and Wilkin counties organized the JPA. And they were originally told by the Corps there would be no impact south of Highway 46, which is the county line between Richland and Cass County. Same thing with Wilkin County. Well, now we sit today with a potential ring dike into around Wolverton and potentially Christine that were well into Richland County. So that's where we sit today opposing this project as it is. We don't oppose Fargo flood protection. That's one thing I want to emphasize is we're for Fargo flood protection. I've got a company that does a lot of work up here. A lot of our supporters do a lot of work in Fargo. That's not the case. It's just that there's alternatives out there that don't to do as much harm as this project does.
Daryl, Steve Bakken here. When you started going through the process of looking at a diversion, who did you encompass in that? You mentioned Clay County. You mentioned Cass County. Did you go to the other counties? How far upstream did you go in the process to look at some of the impacts? And how far downstream did you go to look at some of the impacts?
Well, in terms of retention, we certainly looked outside of Cass County for any retention. But the amount of acres that we would have to have in the acre feet to replace a diversion was just made it impractical to pursue that. And some of that retention was in Richland County and also Wilkin County, or further south in Minnesota. So we did look at that.
Did you involve them in the process, those counties?
No, we had meetings, but that was the extent of the involvement.
When you start with, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Steve.
Go ahead. Nate, from your perspective on the upstream, is part of the fact that you were not involved in that process a little bit of the rub with Fargo in this?
Completely. You know, that was a real heartburn. You know, you don't, you know, flood out somebody else without their input or vote or say. You know, I think it's a large precedence that could be set throughout the state of North Dakota. If one community can do this on the other, obviously it violates state law just to dam up water and then not have anybody else have a vote in it. And obviously we knew what we'd vote in it, but at least allow them to have some say in it. And that goes back to, you know, Mr. Vanya mentioned retention. You know, we've been strong proponents of retention along with this plan, some sort of hybrid. Colin Peterson's said the same thing. You know, he's tried to get it in the farm bill. You know, there are alternatives or some sort of hybrid that doesn't harm nearly as many acres as this plan does. You know, it basically is flooding out the same amount of acres that it's saving.
Would your group, Nate, support federal funding with a different design?
Certainly. Yes, absolutely. You know, and having said that, Scott, there's a plan in the EIS, the Corps of Engineers, that moves this plan 5 miles north. And, you know, I think there'd be a lot of support from our group, not saying 100%, but I think it would really change the mindset of some of those in our group if they were to move this thing 5 miles north, because it would drastically reduce the impacts to those upstream.
And, Daryl, what about the suggestions from the group? You know, are those changes still even possible at this point?
No, the idea that you can move it 5 miles north and somehow impact less people has been proven that's false. Moving that line north involves more people negatively impacted than we have today. The alignment today is the least amount of negatively impacted people. It's the least costly route, and we have to get around Horace because we are going encompassing the Cheyenne and West Fargo diversion, which takes us down to Horace. And once you make that bend for the inlet to the diversion, going any further north basically hits a higher population area. Yes, there's undeveloped land there. We keep hearing that from the people, but there's also heavily populated area, and you don't lose anybody on the south end that's negatively impacted. In other words, moving it north doesn't drop off automatically the Oxbow, Bakken, Hickson area, and a lot of the people that are in the staging area. I might also
Daryl, we'll finish that on the other side of the break. We're up against a break. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. If you'd like to weigh in on the Fargo diversion, I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hannon, and this is What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and of course, local shuttle service too, so it's a great way to go. south of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From three-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register required states.
This is What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. The oil industry is creating thousands of good jobs and careers in North Dakota and helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth. To learn more, go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com.
This is What's on Your Mind.
Whiskey's for drinking, water's for fighting.
Water's for fighting. That's the that is the old adage out west, and especially when you get to western North Dakota. I want to give Daryl an opportunity to finish in your comments. Daryl, sorry we were up against the break on there.
Oh, I think I was going to discuss the involvement of engineers. Besides the Corps of Engineers, there were at various times four or five different engineering firms, not only locally, but in Minneapolis area, possibly 50, 60 engineers that have studied retention and other means, internal levees, and the diversions. So it isn't something that the Corps of Engineers solely came up with. It's been a combination of what will provide us with 100-year protection and the ability to fight up to a 500-year flood.
What other options are out there, Daryl? This diversion seems like it's fast-tracked, and that's the only way. A lot of people are arguing the point. It's come up in my own thought process as well that because of land considerations and land constraints and lack of growth for Fargo, that the diversion is the only way that Fargo wants to go. Is that the best way to proceed? If you take everything else off the table, what's the best, cheapest way to mitigate flooding in Fargo?
It's still the diversion. When you start taking a look at how many acres you would need to store that type of water to give you 100-year protection, the ability to fight a 500-year event, you're going to far surpass the $1.8 billion that we have on this project. So we also, by the way, support retention. In fact, we engage the services of Lance Yohe in the Red River Basin to study what retention there might be that would complement the diversion in reducing some of the water levels in the staging area. That study is nearing completion right now. It's being looked at by the Corps of Engineers before we roll out what their answer is to retention. If there is something that might help, not replace the diversion, but if there's something to complement in reducing water levels in our staging area, the Diversion Authority Board has committed $25 million to go towards some type of retention project that would have a positive impact in the metro area.
Nate, talk about the lawsuit. What is the ultimate goal of the lawsuit?
Well, the lawsuit was filed by the Richard Wilkin JPA, which I'm part of the MnDOT Upstream Coalition, but they filed it based upon the impacts that are in Richard and Wilkin County. So it's right now in the federal courts. You know, basically, the JPA is stating, you know, there are alternatives out there that can reduce the impacts. And, you know, the DNR, Minnesota DNR, at state law says if there are alternative plans that greatly reduce the impacts, you know, they have to be looked at or used. And, you know, and Steve asked the question to Daryl, what's the best plan? And Daryl answered with the diversion. He's absolutely right, but it's the Minnesota diversion. That's the cheapest plan out there is the Minnesota diversion, not the North Dakota plan.
And refresh my memory, Daryl, on, you know, at one point it looked like Minnesota had the edge and then it flipped back over to North Dakota. Why?
I think there's a couple of reasons why it went to North Dakota. As I stated before, when you have 90% of the benefit being in North Dakota, we have resistance now. I can't imagine what it would be in the state of Minnesota when they receive 10% of the benefit and you're going to disrupt the path of the diversion and all of those negative issues.
So, in other words, it's Nate's right. It would be ideal, but wouldn't happen.
I wouldn't say it's ideal either, because the standpoint that particular diversion protected just barely the city limits of Fargo Moorhead, and we have right on the fringes, particularly on the North Dakota side, the northwest area, the area around Harwood and Lake Shore and area and all of that floods. We have areas south, immediately south of Fargo. Quite frankly, Cass County had more of a dilemma in fighting flood in 2009, or just about as much as Fargo did. And so none of that would be taken care of with the Minnesota diversion.
Daryl brings up a great point, though. It barely protects Fargo Moorhead, and that's the burr in our saddle. It goes further south, so they have this land for development. You know, the structures that it affects, as Daryl mentioned earlier, those are Cass County structures. They're not Richland County structures. They're not Wilkin County structures. It's not 50,000 acres. What makes, you know, someone's piece of property more important than theirs? And the acres that are affected go outside of their parameters. And that's what the, you know, Richland Wilkin JPA is saying is, you know, if this is your plan, move it north, and it affects your structures. But ultimately, they don't want to look at it because it doesn't allow for that growth in the south part of Fargo. And then getting back to the 90% benefit for Fargo and 10% for Moorhead in Minnesota, I think the lug nuts are getting loose on the tires with Moorhead. You know, you've got one city councilwoman that's come out and opposed it. You've got one mayoral candidate that's opposed to it. The other two are lukewarm on it. You know, Moorhead, Minnesota, they're not going to contribute, you know, to this plan. There's no doubt Moorhead doesn't have the money. Minnesota doesn't have the money. The feds aren't going to contribute. They might contribute a tokens amount, but you get the folks out in western North Dakota that have roads that are dilapidated, and yet Fargo and Cass County are demanding all this money for flood protection, and then they're going to need it for future years. Now, what about when they need drinking water from the Missouri? That's another $1 billion.
We're going to get into that topic after the top of the break. Nate, and like you said, Moorhead, they've waved a goodbye on this because they're dry as far as their concerns are. Hey, you can weigh in on this topic, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. When we come back from the break.
That's a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.